2B. Listening 2. How to Tell a Story. Page 98.
People often ask me, what's the secret to telling a great story? And I tell them this. Remember that telling a story is much more than just saying the words. It's what you do with the words that brings the story to life. Like using your voice. You can change the feeling of a story just by changing the way you speak. So let's say I'm telling a story about a bear that's chasing a little boy. And I want to give the feeling of the chase, of the little boy being so afraid. So I can start talking faster and louder. The bear was close behind the boy. And the boy started running. And the bear started running. And the boy was running faster and faster, so fast he could barely breathe. But still, the bear got closer and closer and closer. See how I started talking faster and louder? That makes the story more exciting. And if I wanted to make the story scary, I could speak slowly and softly. And the little boy heard a noise behind him and turned around to see the bear looking over his shoulder. So, it's not what I'm saying, but how I'm saying it that makes the difference. Also, remember that dialogue is very important in storytelling. Don't just tell your audience what happened, but bring the characters to life with dialogue. For example, don't tell them, "The bear told the little boy to stop running." Show them what he said.
"Stop running," said the bear.
And you can also use your voice to create different characters. For example, the little boy might talk in a high, squeaky voice like this.
"Oh, please, Mr. Bear, please, please don't eat me."
And the bear might talk in a low, growly voice like this.
"Don't worry, little boy, I don't want to hurt you."
So using these different voices is more fun to listen to, but also helps your audience understand which character is talking so they don't get confused. So by playing with your voice, using your voice in different ways, you can really have fun with the story and make it much more exciting and interesting for your audience.